Hello, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am officially back. I know I keep saying that like every week, but this is my first week back from maternity leave.
Woo!
I'm full time. You know, I'm feeling good. My baby's at home with his amazing nanny. We have the world's best nanny,
you
so
do.
I feel really, really great. And I shaved my bush.
You shaved your bush?
I shaved my bush.
Oh, you shaved your bush?
I did.
Oh, you shaved your bush.
Oh, you shaved your bush.
Ooh, you shaved your bush.
Ugh, you shaved your bush.
I like how we're looking down at said bush.
Oh, you shaved your bush.
Oh, you shaved your bush.
Sid, you do one.
No.
Why?
Yes, you have to.
I don't know how.
You need to do them all.
Do a supportive.
Supportive bush first.
Okay, supportive. Wow, you shaved your bush.
Okay, that was really good.
Thanks.
Disappointed.
You shaved your bush?
I like that. That was more like shocked.
Like annoyed.
Okay, now be a little more sad about it.
Okay. You shaved your bush?
Surprise again. Sadness.
Sadness. I can't.
Like that. Yeah, that was good. You're going in the right direction.
You shaved your bush.
That was good. That was disappointing for sure. Yes. That's like you just saw it and you're like all excited to see said bush all day. You've been waiting and then it hits and there's no bush to be seen. You're like,
are you guys bush girlies?
Am I a bush girly?
No.
No.
Not me. It's not the life for me.
I'm a wax girly.
Correct.
I'm a Brazilian wax.
Ooh. I've been waxing for 6 years.
Yeah, I've been waxing now about 3-4.
And I'd be waxing forever, I'll tell you that. You know, the bush is back, though.
Is it?
It's, you know, like in the 80s, the bush was everything. The bush is back. And people are like sad that they got a laser because they can't have a bush now.
Oh, see, that's like laser's a big commitment. See, I just want to make it clear, too. I support all bush styles.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever way you want to bush it.
Oh, of course.
Then you do it.
A completely
or, I
untrimmed.
I guess you can't say that it's a bush if everything's gone.
It could be a
landing pad or
landing strip.
Mm-hmm. A landing bush. Or just a very well pruned bush.
For the rough landings, you need the landing bush.
For the emergency landings, you need a little bit more bush.
I'm actually very curious about laser, though.
Oh, I want to get laser so bad.
I've just heard it really hurts.
I've heard it's like not as bad as even waxing.
Well, I did it on mustache and my little chinny chin chin whiskers.
And did it work?
No, because they're blonde. And they were like, oh, no, you're fine. You're still a good candidate. I made them refund me. So
good.
The fuck? I did like 6 sessions for no reason.
Yeah.
Really disappointing.
It doesn't work
so
on blonde hair.
I'm plucking the whiskers.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, our grandma was known for her whiskers.
She did have whiskers. Shout out to Grammy.
So
I'm sad I don't have any whiskers.
Have my Grammy whiskers. And sometimes Josh will see him in the sun. He's like, just so you know, you have some whiskers going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the reminder.
Well, you know, what about you, Sid? Are you a bush girl?
No. I'm not a big bush girl.
I just don't like the feeling of it. It annoys me.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
But, you know, to each their own. Bush it up if you want.
And I really like my wax girl. It's nice to see her.
That's how I am.
Miss her. And I'm like, oh, I need to book because I need to catch up with her.
That's literally why I haven't gotten laser because I've been seeing the same girl for like 4 years and I feel like we're friends now. And I'm like, I can't bail on you. You gave me sourdough starter. Like, I can't. We're friends.
She gave you sourdough starter?
Yes.
Sourdough?
Yes. I got a wax and a fucking starter.
Wait. Okay. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know shit about shit. I don't know what sourdough starter is.
Oh, it's a big thing.
Is it yeast?
No. That's the whole thing. There's no yeast in sourdough bread. It's yeast free, unlike your bush.
Period.
So
what is it? So
the starter, it's basically, now I know the sourdough girlies are going to come after me for this. That's fine. It's water and flour. And I think that's it to start, and then you basically, it's certain measurements of each, then you let it hang out room temperature for multiple days, and then it starts to like become alive. I don't really know what the fuck is going on
in there. Bacteria,
that's like what a yeast is, alive, right?
Right, but it's not yeast.
It's not, it's different.
It's because
Yeah, a live fermented culture.
Thank you, Sydney.
A live fermented culture.
So it basically becomes alive and it becomes really bubbly and you have to feed it like once a day. You put like flour in it. Yeah, you literally have to feed it.
Wow. Yeah. It's like a pet.
It's like a pet. I had said pet for a long time. Then I had to go out of town, so then I had to put it in my fridge and then it goes like dormant kind of. So it's in my fridge, but I could bring her back out and try and revive her ass.
That's so interesting.
So, and then when you have a healthy starter, you use a little bit of that plus more flour and water and salt, and that's how you make sourdough.
So it acts as a yeast, kind of.
But it's not. If it's the same as such as like yeast is to starting bread as starter is to starting sourdough.
Okay. And
I think
some people have starters that they've had for years, right?
Years.
Wow.
And the older, the more mature the starter, the better, they say.
So it's like a wine or a cheese.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
But it's cool because you feed it and then the next day it like doubles in size. And then you open it, it's like really bubbly. It looks like it's breathing.
Maybe I need to give bread baking a try. You know, my grandfather was really into baking breads.
Really?
It was his hobby. He was so into it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the bread man. And I feel like maybe I should give it a shot. I was able to bake a successful cake from start.
You did. Was that yeasty?
No, there's no yeast in cake, right?
I don't fucking know. Probably not, actually.
No.
I think you're right.
No.
Right.
You know, baking powder and baking soda. But yeah, I made for the whole team, I made a tres leches Earl Grey, a London Fog.
That was fucking bomb.
It was good, right?
It was pretty good. I would like you to remake it, honestly.
I would like to make more cakes. I kind of have this vision in my mind that whenever someone in the office has a birthday, I could make them a cake. But I'm like, that is a lot of work. But it could be really fun and really special. So maybe I'll do it.
You should like come up with a recipe book and then the person gets to pick the cake.
I'm just like,
book.
They could just tell me what they like.
Wow.
And I can find it.
That
and
would
make
be
it.
Very great. I want you to. My birthday's coming up.
What kind of cake would you like? You and Haley are going to have a shared birthday party.
Yes, we are. Oh, except for Haley's gluten free. She's going to ruin the whole thing.
Oh, I'll have to make. Yeah, I can't make her a gluten free cake. I'll buy her one. That sounds really hard.
Yeah, no, that does sound really hard. I don't know what kind of cake I'd want.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
You know, I really love like a lemon bundt cake with like a super tart glaze that you like poke holes and drizzle over.
Make it real moist.
Yeah, I really love that.
I do love a lemon moment. Anything lemon.
I love a lemon cake.
Mm.
Let's see, what else? I loved your tres leches Earl Grey cake you made.
Yeah, that was good.
I
really want to make an ube version, but it looks hard.
Ooh, could you make a coffee cake like with the crumbles on top?
Oh, I would love to try that. That's a great idea.
That
is that your favorite
good.
Type of cake, Sid?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big cake person.
Neither am I.
I don't know. Yeah. But I really liked your tres leches. It was good.
Good stuff. Yeah.
It was so good.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
So happy to be here. And we have a lot of topics. So shall we just dive in?
Let's just dive right in.
You don't want to share anything about your really fun weekend? Or just how was, you know, your trip?
It was great. I went to Seattle.
Yes.
It was a blast. I love Seattle. It's my second time being there. It was really fun. And then I went to the Gorge to see Rufus, and that was amazing.
Rufus Dussel?
Yes.
You looked amazing.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Dude, the
TikTok
dude
shop.
Hitting those drums. I was feeling that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like, I like Rufus music, mm-hmm. but it's just not my type of style.
Mm-hmm.
But like for, would you call it EDM? Or
yeah, I guess technically, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
like a ton of EDM.
Neither
I like
do I.
really just like Odessa, but yeah. I can see why you get down with Rufus.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah, it was really fun. It was just John and I, which was special.
Do you guys have some nice couple bonding?
Yes, very much. So I was saying to him, live music is something that is like very spiritual for me mm-hmm. in a way. And I always feel really connected to him after we like go see a show, just the two of us, especially like someplace like that where it's just in nature. And I wasn't on drugs. That sounds like my mom goes, "Were you on ecstasy? You sound so happy." I was like, "No, just high on
just
life.
Dopamine."
Yeah.
I love that.
So yeah, we did not get married. I I've heard rumors.
Rumors?
No, not really rumors, but I've heard like people say like, oh, maybe they're getting married there. John, like a couple of John's coworkers said it. I know you randomly said it. Like you're like,
I didn't say it.
You're like, you guys should just get married at the Gorge.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't know if maybe
you guys thought we were like, that's what we were doing.
No.
Or not.
Do you guys have a plan to get married?
No.
Cool. It's fine.
Not really.
Who cares? You're basically married.
Yeah. Shouts out to him, though. It was really fun. And, oh, I met a seshi. Her name was Lindsay.
Shout out,
great
Lindsay.
Great to meet you. Your fit was iconic. I was obsessed with your fur coat. And
speaking of iconic fits,
yeah.
Janelle.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, this is the hottest you've ever looked in your life.
Thank you.
It was unbelievable. I saw the pictures. I thought it was AI.
Yeah.
It was not that you're not beautiful,
thank
but like
you.
I was just blown away by your beauty. I mean, truly.
My God, thank you. My fit was from TikTok Shop.
Ooh. I love
TikTok. Anyone's wondering. Now I'm getting addicted to TikTok Shop. I'm all constantly getting shit from TikTok Shop.
And then I forget
what I order and I see my email being like, your TikTok Shop order is shipped. And I'm like, well, what am I getting? I
do that.
Because I'm usually like in bed at night and I'm like,
yep.
They make it too easy to buy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's too easy.
I know. And some people are really good salespeople on there.
Yeah.
You go past someone's account. What did I send you last night? Like a Medicube fucking facial device.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
They're like, Kylie Jenner uses this.
Yep.
You need it.
Damn it. Yeah, I could literally live off TikTok Shop now. It's bad. It's like Amazon, but easier even.
Dude, they have good shoes.
No, they do.
I like have ordered two pairs and they've been great.
They have good clothes too.
Yeah.
And they have
good bags. I've gotten like 3 bags.
Really?
Off there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get makeup off there, huh? Because they have sales.
Lash extensions. Yeah.
Dude.
House Labs. I always get my House Lab stuff from TikTok Shop.
Do you have strip lashes on right now?
No, I have the lash extensions. Don't they look good?
Like the
I got a new
individual
one. The brand is Kiss Lily.
Dude,
yeah,
those look like literal extensions.
I know. I tried a different style.
They look really good.
Really good.
Thank you.
How long
really
do they
happy
last?
With them. I don't know. I haven't been able to get them to last more than like 3 or 4 days. On TikTok, they're like 10 days. It's just like.
Of course.
I have realized, though, when I take a shower, if I touch my eye at all, they come right off. The key is to let them like re-dry and then they'll last longer. But I am going to go back to lash extensions eventually. But on maternity leave, it was too hard. I can't leave the baby that long. I do love my lash extensions. But
I love a lash extension.
But yeah, the
they
TikTok ones
really
have been
good
for
though.
The time being. Thank
yeah.
you. I really like this pair. They're the, I think they're called Flutters or something from Kiss Lily.
Good shit.
Good shit.
So yeah. Well, yeah, good weekend.
That's amazing.
And
Seattle's so wonderful.
So wonderful.
And you guys got great weather.
It was colder than last time we were there. It was definitely
a
little cloudy, but overall it was fine. The weather was good for our concert, which was nice because I was in minimal clothing and I was going to be pissed if the weather ruined my cute outfit that I had.
Yeah, that would have been devastating.
But
it did not.
It did not. God was looking out for me.
The Gorge looks unbelievable. I have to go. I'm not a huge concert person, but I need to go.
The Gorge is like...
We should all go together.
Better than Red Rocks.
Really?
That's what my decision was this time around.
By your pictures, I believe it.
It is... It literally doesn't look real. It's like actually breathtaking. We were sitting up there watching the sunset and I was just like, how far you can see out and it's just like... A giant river running through these canyons. It is so stunning.
God. Is most of it GA?
The lawn. So there's like a section in the front that was seats that John and I had. So we had like reserved seats. We had great seats. Thank you. There was a section up front that seats that John and I had. They were great seats. Those were like reserved. And then the like back half or more, honestly, is just a lawn and that's GA.
Okay. That makes sense. That's kind of what I figured from your pictures.
Yeah. But, it's just so pretty.
That's so awesome.
So, yeah, you should go. If Odessa goes back on tour, you should.
I would love to see Odessa.
It is.
I don't like their new stuff as much.
Well, they play, when I went and saw them, they played a lot of their old stuff still.
I'm fine. As long as they play like 3 old songs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They play like all the really, you know, big songs.
Well, let me know.
Old.
Let me know.
They're fucking, I can't say lazy. They need to get their asses back on tour. I don't know what they're doing. It's been 2 years.
Fucking lazy.
I don't know what they're doing. They were on tour. Then they went off tour. It's been 2 years since you've been on tour. You're not putting out new music
right
now.
Well, it took them like 8 years to make the last album.
Right, so get your...
And then I didn't even like it.
You're fucking young. Get your asses back in the studio and make some more music, goddammit.
I know. I want to see them so bad. Because
I do too.
I didn't get to go that one time.
I didn't either.
I know. I'm so bummed.
Yeah, I've seen Odessa twice. And the second time was far better than the first, but even the first, like, Odessa knows how to put on a fucking good show. I will say that. Their entire production is just the best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
Better than Rufus?
Their production, yeah. The one at the Gorge, like, literally was life-changing. It was, like, high energy and amazing to look at from start to... Just the amount of... You can tell how much work they put into their shows. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, next time they come to the Gorge, if they ever stop being lazy, then
if you're listening,
let me know.
To this, if you're listening. Harrison and Clayton, if you're listening to this, get your fucking asses up and go to work. Anyways, okay, let's fucking get going here, people.
I gotta pee.
Oh, okay, you go piss. Go
I'll
piss,
be right
girl.
Back.
So last weekend I went to a concert, and if you've ever been to a concert or any sort of event with lots of people and lots of chaos, you know what a pain it is to go and stand in the merch line, okay? But it's worth it because you got to get yourself some good memorabilia so you can, you know, remember your good times that you had. And when I was at the merch line, I was pleasantly surprised to find, well, I guess not really surprised, just pleasantly informed, okay, that they were using Square in order to check out their customers, because Square makes things so much easier when it comes to selling things to customers. And also on the customer side of things, it makes things so much easier as well. And during Square's biannual releases event, they launched a wave of innovative new tools to help local businesses run faster, smarter, and more profitably. From AI that answers your toughest business questions to tech that simplifies food orders and tracks every dollar, it's all live and it's built for businesses like yours. Square's AI brings all your business data to your fingertips for deeper insights and faster decisions right from the Square dashboard and dashboard app. Just ask the question, what were my top sellers last month? Or which day of the week is the slowest? And you'll get instant answers as charts or tables that you can download and even save so they stay up to date. And Square's new financial suite gives you a crystal clear view of your business health. You can compare supplier prices and save with order guide, get smart reports that track where your money's actually going, and use Square Savings to auto set aside funds for taxes, upgrades, or slow months. And of course, Square has the features that you already love, like they take every payment type from Tap to Pay to Apple Pay to invoices. You can manage your staff, payroll, and schedule in one place, sell online or in person with synced inventory, and access your money instantly with Square Checking. We've used Square in the past when selling merch, and it makes the whole process just really, really seamless. I would use it again 100%. And as a customer, like I said, it's just a really seamless experience overall when it comes to purchasing, so you'll be confident that the customers that you have will come back time and time again. Square has launched its most powerful tools yet, designed to give local businesses a competitive edge without the complexity. If you're ready to sell smarter, run faster, and stress less right now, you can get up to $200 off Square Hardware at square.com/go/sesh. That's square.com/go/sesh. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today.
Okay, so we have to talk about this absolutely disgusting, shocking situation that occurred with the brand Cupshe. Okay, have you heard of Cupshe? They make, I think, mainly swimsuits. Or is it just swimsuits?
No, they have a variety of clothing, but swimsuits is like their main thing.
Yeah, swimsuits is like the thing they're known for.
Okay, yeah, because I haven't heard of it before.
Do you own any of them?
I don't think so. I've seen it plenty of times on
Amazon.
I've
seen it so many times on like Instagram. That's where I get the ads.
Cupshe. It sounds like such a stupid name, doesn't it? Cupshe.
Thank you. That's like that one time. God, there's this one episode where I couldn't shut the fuck up and said this one word over and over again. And you guys were like,
that's enough.
You're like, stop.
Cupshe.
Okay. Anyways.
Cupshe.
What was I about to say? Oh, I've seen their stuff and I've always thought they had cute swimsuits.
They're she cups for your she's.
You've heard of sea cups.
Have you heard
this
of
she cups? East. I thought you said weast.
Oh, it was my ass.
This was my ass.
That is worth it.
That is one of the greatest things I've ever... I need to bring that back.
Yeah, I think it needs another round.
I think it needs round two for sure.
Just for, you know, for June. Okay, so this is horrifying, though. That I first saw this on Instagram and sent it to you guys and was like, what the fuck? Can we please talk about this? And at first, I saw a lot of people, which we'll get into, wondering if this was even real. Because it's so absurd that you're like,
that's what I thought.
Could this
first,
really
too?
Fucking be real? Yeah. And so I was like, Sydney, take a look into it. And is it real, Sydney?
It is.
Verdict's in. It's fucking real.
Which, love the world we're living in right now where we're like, is it real?
I know. Yeah. No, you literally have to question everything all the time.
And there's many things that I come across that I believe are real. And in fact, they are not.
Same here.
I know. You guys used to give me so much shit for that.
Okay.
And now it's just happening to everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because the deer and bunnies jumping on the trampoline.
I didn't believe the deer. I only believed the bunnies. And again, bunnies hop. So is it that out of the question?
Do you remember this one time you sent me a video of this like old woman on a porch with this bear?
Eating the bear soup. Yes. Okay. I was like, what a good bear.
Such a sweet bear just eating soup.
So awesome.
Yeah, I really did believe that one. God damn.
I wish.
I wish too.
Like, that's some fucking... What's the bitch with all the animals by her that she's friends with all the animals? The Disney movie.
There's a lot.
The ones where she's
there's
like,
a lot of them that are into the that are friends
that
with animals.
That she like has animals.
Cinderella.
That she's friends with animals all around her. There's like
yeah,
always animals.
Cinderella's got animal friends. Rapunzel's got animal friends.
All around her.
Brave's got animal friends. Merida.
No, it's old.
Old. Snow White.
That one.
Snow White.
Yeah, the lady was like, Snow. I don't know what I'm saying.
She was into like the dwarfs. I don't know if she had animal friends. She probably did. Yeah. They all do. She probably was friends with the birds or something.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She was. I remember.
Okay.
Thumbelina.
What were you getting at with that?
Oh, I was getting at that the bear lady is like that. Oh, but the bear is so dead now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, really go ahead. That. Back to Cupshe. Jesus.
Cupshe. This all started last week after Niasia Boykin, who is a talent manager at the Brownstone Collective, who goes by Dear Niasia on Threads. And by the way, I'm not completely sure that I am pronouncing her name correctly. From all of the research that I did, I'm pretty sure it's Niasia. But I apologize if I'm getting that wrong. So the email to her from Sophie at Cupshe said, "Hi, Niasia. We would not collab with Black people this campaign. Best, Cupshe, Sophie, influencer relation team."
That being the signature is just wild.
I know.
Best.
I know. It's like, I don't know who this person is. You almost wonder if it's like AI or something, because who the fuck would ever type something like that out and
That's
think
insane.
It makes any sense? God. So as you can imagine, people were absolutely shocked when they saw this alleged email the way that I was. But at the same time, just like I was, not everyone immediately believed that it was real. A lot of people in the comments were questioning the screenshot and asking why she hadn't shown the full email address of the person who allegedly sent it. And her explanation makes total sense. So someone responded and said, "Honest question, why not post a screenshot showing that it came from xxx@cupshe.com? Speaking for myself, that would be enough evidence for me not to question this." And I don't think they were coming from a hateful place. They're just truly trying to make sense of it.
Yeah.
Someone else said, "This is what I had thought of. But of course, the racist won't see it that way. You're just another Black woman risking your own reputation to," what did she say? A smear a company. And then someone else said, "I think it's very interesting that OP has not responded to the multiple people asking to post," which is original poster, "to post a picture of the sender's email address. I agree, show the email. It'd be easy to verify if this was real." Someone else said, "I do believe many brands discriminate against Black creators, and it's unfortunately common in the influencer space. I also appreciate it when people expose them so that we know what brands to avoid. But are we sure this one is real? Scammers regularly send emails with official logos pretending to represent major brands, and this is looking really suspicious, particularly in the way it's worded. Is it possible for you to share the original email thread?" And that's the same mindset I was coming from, is like, can this fucking be real? Would someone really write something like, would you be stupid enough and evil enough truly to type something out this horrific? And Niasia responded to the comment saying, "Sis, I know how the internet works. I didn't put her full email out there because I know the people would flood her with emails and next I'd be accused of doxing her, which is fair.
Yeah.
That makes total sense to me. Naicia followed up with another post saying, "For anyone who wants to know if it's fake, I understand. I had to reread 3 times to make sure that my eyes weren't playing tricks on me. To reiterate, it came from a company domain email address, meaning cupshe.com. And this person and I were in a conversation over a few messages. Briefs were shared. And when I recommended talent, that last email came through." And just a few hours later, Naicia posted an update to Threads with a screenshot of a new email from Cupshe saying, "I made sure to leave the email address visible this time, of course, since they apologized anonymously from a shared email. Shake my head. What kind of apology this is this? No name attached. And for the record, I did not email a soul from their team, not even Sophie. I let Threads and LinkedIn do the talking." The email said, "Hi, Naicia. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We are shocked and devastated to see this email." Well, of course you are. "The message you received is not reflective of Cupshe, our values, or the way we partner with our creators. We cherish our relationship with creators and we sincerely apologize for the experience, any harm or frustration it may have caused. As a result, the employee responsible is no longer with the company." Well, I would fucking hope so.
Yeah, no, for real. That's... Thank you for that piece of info.
"We have taken immediate action internally and are reviewing our processes to ensure our standards are upheld moving forward. Again, we appreciate you bringing this to our attention. If you'd like to discuss this further, please don't hesitate to reach out." Idiots. Fucking kidding me. So as the situation is gaining more traction online, Cupshe responded publicly with a statement to People magazine. They said, "Our team was disturbed to learn that these interactions took place. The employee responsible was 4 days into her employment when this occurred." Okay, I don't care how long you've been at a company. You fucking know from hour one not to do something like this. Just being a human being on Earth.
Right.
Like, what the... Who is this person?
Right.
Did they come out of Pluto?
No, but also, if that is true, that they really have only been there for 4 days, thank God it wasn't like, yeah, they've been here for years and they've been causing damage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. "The comments do not in any way reflect Cupshe's practices." Again, we will see about that, Cupshe. "Or the way that we engage with creators and partners, both internally and externally. We deeply regret the harm and disappointment this incident has caused. And as a company that works with a diverse cohort of creators, we are disheartened by this incident and how it has misrepresented us." Again, we shall see about that, She-Cup. "We are conducting a thorough internal review and are committed to strengthening our hiring, training, and oversight processes to help ensure this does not happen again and that every Cupshe team member aligns with our core values and priorities." Are they really your core values and priorities? Is diversity really a core value and priority of Cupshe? I don't think so. I don't think so. To quote Elastigirl. I don't think so. I don't think so. Does no one know that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are we going to let the men save the world? I don't think so.
Is that the Incredibles?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
the Incredibles.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. It really seems like Cupshe has only addressed this situation after people started calling their shit online, right? Of course, as so many brands do. And all it really takes is one little look through their website, through their Instagram, guys. Holy shit. And you will see that there is a very, very stark, clear lack of diversity among their models. Shall we just bring up, let's start with the Instagram. Let's just take a look-see. Okay, so interestingly enough, when you do pull up their Instagram, in the most latest post, it's some type of fashion show that they either were featured in or held.
When did that,
or whatever.
When was that posted?
5 days ago. So yeah, I wonder if it's all just since this was exposed.
Like damage control.
5 days ago. Oh my gosh, wait. All of the black models I'm seeing were 6 days ago. I don't see anything past June 1st. When did this happen? June 4th, though. So obviously they were hired and stuff before. So you can't say they don't work with any black models. But this was specifically for a fashion show. And I have scrolled much farther back. And there are other women of color. Oh, this is the girl from, what's it called? Isn't she Layla from
Secret Lives?
Secret Lives. So there definitely is some different representation. I'm seeing some Latina, some Asian women. But when you start really scrolling back past the fashion show, there is very, very minimal diversity. It is mainly white people for sure. I mean, look at it. It's just.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see anyone past this fashion show. I certainly don't see a black woman.
I was curious.
As far as I can see, just by briefly looking. I mean, it's very whitewashed.
I was curious if there is any demographic data published online, and there's not like HR reporting or anything. However, there have been through Glassdoor some anonymous ratings for DEI, and there's only 8 of them, so there's not that many. But the DEI rating for Kupchi, at least on Glassdoor, is a 3.3 out of 5 stars. And again, like, these are from 8 anonymous employee ratings, so I don't know, like, I mean, 8 people is like nothing. But yeah, it's very
a few black women every like maybe 20-30 posts. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
very minimal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I guess I don't know exactly what's going on at Kupchi, but you would think that if someone was there for 4 days, that this was probably told to her by someone else, that we're not specifically working with black women on this campaign. Because obviously, if someone had been there for 4 days, they're not the one running the campaign. They're not the one that's creatively directing it.
Right. Unless this person went rogue and just said this on their own and was never directed to say that.
Maybe they were trying to, like,
which
do some damage.
Yeah, which makes me confused. Like, why would you, if this, you know, if everything's true and this person really only worked there for 4 days, why would you go to the trouble of, like, getting a new job just to clearly sabotage yourself within 4 days?
Right. Yeah.
Unless,
but like, that, I guess that's a possibility too. You know, they just went rogue on their own, and no one ever, this really was just like a weird one-off thing from this specific ex-employee, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess there's no way for us to really ever find out how this exactly came about. But yeah, like you said, Kendall, there's also the chance of, like, they got this advice from someone else.
I think that's probably what happened. Again, it's speculation. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's probably internal conversations happening that no one else is dumb enough there to actually write this in an email. Mm-hmm. But she probably heard this from someone else in the company of, like, and just so you know, we don't want black women for this campaign.
Oh, right.
We just had a big thunder. It's all right. Sydney's going to cry.
That was crazy.
My daughter's so afraid of thunder right now.
Oh, poor thing.
You're like, Sydney's like Holly right now. But anyway, I'm thinking this is just part. Again, this is just my speculation and my opinion. Yeah. I'm guessing this is a problem in their company culture.
Right.
That someone, a new person, was like, oh, this is how we talk here. And I'm just going to say this because, yeah, maybe they're just stupid. I don't know.
Yes, that is fucking wild either way. What if they got this job, had good intentions, started pitching people? Someone else was like, no, we don't want to have any.
That's what I'm saying.
Black people in this campaign. And then this person was like, oh, fuck this company.
Oh.
Like, oh, you're going to be racist? Yeah. Okay, well, then I'll just expose you right now. I don't want to work for this shit anyway.
Actually could be possible. That's a theory. That's a conspiracy.
Because
theory.
Maybe, like, then that would mean maybe this person, which this is still really fucked up, obviously, but maybe they were like,
let me represent the company as they truly are.
As
on
they
the inside.
Like, let me expose them. They, like, got in. They were like, oh my God, this place is a.
Maybe we like Sophie. Who really knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a total theory. Yeah, you have no fucking idea. But it's like, how do you make sense of something like this? You can't help but theorize about all the possibilities here.
It's fucking insane either way, though.
Bottom line, I would say do not shop from Kupchi ever again. I mean, do not support this company. If you're following them, unfollow them. I think this just says so much.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
And if you're not like having any type of coaching with, if it really was just an employee being a fucking idiot or just an outright racist, this is the type of people that they hire. They don't coach them at all. They're just, you know, 4 days in letting them go rogue with emails.
Well, I mean, it's also illegal, obviously, yes. Which we talk. So I'm just like, even if you have those beliefs, which are terrible beliefs, obviously, but it's like, you don't just get to decide to do that because it's
right
illegal.
I'm seeing a ton of Layla on here. But other than that, I mean, I think.
Well, it also was just the Miami Swim Week, which I'm not 100% sure. I'm assuming they were in it, but
Layla did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people did because Sports Illustrated did that as well, too, right? Was that from Miami or? I don't know how that works, but I saw a bunch of Sports Illustrated.
There's a lot of people.
Anyway, fuck Cup She. Fuck She Cup. Bye.
Bye.
Just bye-bye. Disgusting. Just so horrific. But real quick, shout out to Nyasia for bringing this forward.
Yeah, for sure.
This type of stuff needs to be brought into the light.
Right.
Because what's said in the dark will come to light.
Wow.
Isn't it something like that?
I have no idea. That was very poetic.
I didn't make it up. That's like a famous quote.
Oh.
What's done in the dark will come to light or something like that.
Hmm. Okay.
You know.
Great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted.
I'm disgusted. When it comes to your health down there, you want to make sure that you're taking the best of the best. And I don't know about you, but when I walk up and down the aisles at the local store to look for different women's health products, it is extremely overwhelming. Okay, there's a million different products. They all say different things. I never know what I can trust, what's actually good, what's actually going to work. And that is why I love O Positive. O Positive is a women's health company offering a range of symptom targeting supplements that support women at every stage of life, from their first period to well beyond their last. And they're proud to have the best-selling women's health products at Target and on Amazon. Their Urovaginal Probiotic is one of the top 5 supplements on Amazon, and they have multiple number one products in Target for intimate care, PMS, and menopause categories. But you might be asking, what is so special about O Positive products? Well, they create real, tangible results with ingredients that are backed by clinical studies and shaped by board-certified doctors. Their Urovaginal Probiotic is a blend specifically formulated to support vaginal health. It balances healthy vaginal pH, supports healthy vaginal smell, and maintains healthy vaginal flora. Because so many factors like sex, tight clothing, sweat from working out, hormones, periods, etc., can disrupt vaginal health and lead to an imbalance in vaginal flora and pH, causing unhealthy vaginal odor and taste, abnormal discharge, or discomfort. But the Urovaginal Probiotic is a blend of 4 powerful strains of Lactobacillus probiotics, backed by research showing these strains support healthy vaginal odor, pH, and flora. And in addition, Uro contains prebiotics that increase effectiveness of the probiotics. When taken 2 daily, Uro delivers noticeable benefits within just 8 weeks, and many see results sooner. And O Positive has so many different raving reviews online. People say things like, this product is a life changer, talk about buildup of your sex life and confidence. My husband loves them and noticed a difference during intimacy. Every woman needs these. Take proactive care of your health and head to opositive.com/sesh or enter sesh at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. That's opositive.com/sesh for 25% off.
And speaking of disgusting,
daddy's gone rogue.
We've got to talk about the D'Amelios.
Daddy's gone rogue. Daddy's gone rogue. Daddy's gone rogue. Daddy's stealing all your money because he's gone fucking rogue.
Allegedly. Allegedly. We need to be clear here. This is alleged. You got to walk the line.
Daddy's going rogue, allegedly.
Daddy's allegedly rogue.
Daddy is allegedly a rogue.
Daddy D'Amelio. Okay, Daddy so D'Amelio. I got to be so honest. I don't really know much about the D'Amelios at all. I don't even know the difference between Charlie and what's the other one?
Dixie.
That's a cute name.
It's a very cute name.
I like Dixie. So they were huge on TikTok in the beginning, right? Still pretty big?
Yeah, she's still like one of the, has the biggest following.
I've heard that their engagement's gone down a lot, but I don't know. I just heard some other TikTok creators saying
they like
that.
Blew up over COVID.
Yeah, that was the dawn of TikTok, really.
God, what a time.
It was.
Over the whipped coffee.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
Yeah, that
get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah, that like haunts my TikTok, my COVID memories. Oh, like instantly throws me back 100%. To like laying in the dark in bed. Like
laying in the dark.
There's no soap. There's no soap. Remember when I was like, don't worry, Janelle, I got you. I've got so much Lush soap. And you were like, that doesn't actually clean you.
Well, actually, I think I'm an idiot because it wasn't it's not a bacterial disease.
Well, none of us knew anything about it back then. No one knew anything.
True.
It was, I'm talking like first few weeks. Yeah, and I was like, I got the soap.
I was like, that is not going to help us. We need actual like Dawn dish soap.
Oh, man.
God, that was crazy. I remember like, I didn't have a mask yet and I like couldn't get one. I was waiting for one to come. So I got just like a scarf that I had and like wrapped around my whole head. I was so sketched out.
Yeah.
And I was like walking through King Supers in a full scarf around my head. I couldn't like even breathe.
And then the N95 masks and the
And then we would get home with our groceries before I even brought them in the house. I would like wipe them down.
I would leave them on the front step and like Lysol them and then just let them like sit there for a couple minutes before bringing them in. Damn, remember we were so scared of surfaces, mail.
I know.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It was fucking scary.
Packages.
No one knew what was going on.
Yeah, it was terrifying. It was really, really
scary.
What
a weird time.
It was. It was bizarre. Can't believe we're like actually past it now.
I know. Till the hunt is coming. Whatever happened to the hunter?
The hunter?
Yeah.
Oh man, I fucked up. I keep scaring my daughter.
The Haunta's like the Haunta like came and went.
I know. Oh, I told Holly about the Haunta.
Why do you keep doing
stupid.
This?
Stupid. I don't know. I just
she
feel
scared
like...
the fuck. Oh no, that wasn't your fault.
No, that was my fault too.
The lightning.
The lightning. Yeah,
that was Josh's fault.
I keep thinking. No, it was It was a joint effort. We jointly fucked her up on that one. I have the approach that like. I like to just I just like to give her information because I think my daughter's really. Mature and smart for her age.
Right.
I keep forgetting she's almost four.
Yeah.
And I like to just be very real with her and explain to her things because she does understand concepts very well and her memory is really good. Mm-hmm. So that's how I found is the best way to teach her about safety is to just be real with her about things and explain why we can't do certain
sure.
things so we can be safe.
Right.
And so her and I were having a great bathtub session. I wasn't in there with her, but sometimes I do get in there with her. And she had a bath bomb. We had these new mermaid Barbies. We were like having a grand old time. She was in my bathtub. And then Josh came in and was like, out of the bath, out of the bath.
Lightning outside.
Yeah, she was like, it's lightning. And Holly was like, what's wrong with the bath? She thought the bathtub was broken. And so we had to drain the water and get her out. And the party was over. And she was like really upset about it. So I thought it was a good idea to educate her about why we get out of the bath when there's lightning. And so I brought up some videos on my phone of like lightning striking pools just to show that.
Showing her that.
I was trying to explain
Kendall.
Science to her. I was like, lightning
you're
likes
like,
water.
You're like, hey, you like pool time? Well, check this shit out.
God, I really fucked up with this one. I'm showing her these videos of lightning striking lakes. And I was like, see, it's really cool. Lightning's actually really beautiful. It's science. It's attracted to the water. And that's why we do this. And I was trying to explain to her what a precaution is.
Oh, I know. That was hilarious.
I was like, Holly, a precaution is when we do something just to be safe. It probably won't happen, but we do it just in case. It's just another way to be as safe as we can because we just want you to be safe. So it's very, I was trying to explain, how do you say like unlikely or rare or something like to a child? It's like, it probably will never happen to our bathtub, but just in case we want to be safe. And that's why when we're at the pool, the lifeguards hear thunder. We get out of the pool just in case. It probably won't happen, but just in case. And then, yeah, I fucked up by showing her all these videos of lightning. And now she's like terrified of thunder and lightning. And we went to the pool on Saturday and it was completely sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And she's like, so are the lifeguards going to let us know?
Aww.
Like she's like, I think I just heard thunder.
No.
Yeah, so I freaked her out on that. And then what was the other one?
The haunt. How does that even come up?
Because we were in our garage on Saturday or on Sunday, and there we have a bucket in there, just like a utility bucket. And she looks into it and she goes, Mommy, is this where you keep the mice? And I was like, no. I like ignored her at first. I was like, no, there's no mice in there. And then I look in the bucket and there's two dead baby mice.
Ew.
And I was like, oh, you're so right. There is mice in there. And then she was like, oh, well, when I get home, I want to take them out. And I was like, no, no, no. We never touch wild mice. We only can touch mice that are people's pets that are domesticated. Wild mice carry diseases and illness. And so then she was like, oh, my God. Because Josh had taken the bucket out to dump it out. And right. then I was like, Daddy's going to clean the bucket to make sure that none of us get sick. And then she was like, Daddy's going to get sick. So I just keep fucking up. I'm trying to be a good parent. And it's hard. Parenting is so hard, dude.
Yeah, well, the older they get to, the more you got to like watch what you say.
But I want to teach her. I'd rather teach her how to be safe and scare her a little bit.
Yeah, well, but
she should be a little scared.
No, she should
know. The haunt is scary. Lightning is scary.
She should know not to touch, especially dead wild animals. I think that's a good thing to learn.
Yes,
you don't want that shit in your house.
Yeah, so it freaks her out a little bit. Maybe that's good. It's the same thing with stranger danger. I don't want to just be like, because there's bad people.
Oh, my mom would scare the fuck out of me.
I was like, someone could take you.
Yeah, my mom
would say
that. I've
told her that, you know?
Yep.
You never talked. I've been very, you know, not to get into a whole topic, but I have books on... You know,
that's
sexual assault
good.
And therefore her age.
Sure.
And you gotta be real about shit.
No,
100%. That's how you keep your kids safe.
Yeah, I remember my mom would like scare the fuck out of me with stranger danger. Like she'd be like, if someone comes to your house and is dressed as a police officer and says, hey, your mom is hurt, come with me, I'm gonna help. Don't believe that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like she went through all different kinds of scenarios. So to the point where like I didn't know someone, but someone would come up to me and talk to me and I would just look at them with a blank stare at my mom and be like, it's okay, you can talk to them.
Yeah, well, that's,
she'd be like, but that's
better.
She would be like, good job, Janelle, like that, you're doing good. Like, you know, it's better to ignore them.
You can't just ignore hard topics with kids. Maybe don't bring up videos of lightning striking the pool.
Right.
But, you know, my kid just is a visual learner. So.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Anyway, there's my little parenting lesson. Maybe you shouldn't take my advice. Who knows? I don't know. Whatever. We're all just trying our
best. You're
just trying
your best, man.
You just gotta learn. There's no way. There's no like one right way to do this shit.
Nah, that's all good.
Okay, but there is a right way not to take advantage of your children. And we have talked about many times
parents
who take advantage of their children who are more successful than they are.
Especially when they start getting fame underage.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's not going to them, the money. Mm-hmm. It's going to the parents.
Yep. And there's still not a whole lot of regulation or like barely any when it comes to children on social media.
Like literally barely any.
Yeah, it's just like a couple things that have been put into place in the last couple of years, but it's still just, we've got miles and miles to go.
So basically, there are allegations that Charli D'Amelio recently found out that millions of dollars have been transferred out of accounts that were created during the years her parents were managing her career. And since those claims started spreading online, her dad, Mark, has publicly denied them. And Charli posts about how she's struggling mentally. And now people are wondering if the reason she posted that is because, she, you know, what the rumors are going around are actually true. Like Kendall said, though, Charli blew up in 2019, like right before COVID, but then COVID really like shot her into TikTok fame. So, yeah, she was only 15 at the time. And she started off by posting dance TikToks because that was like just what you do back then. That's like it was like Musical.ly
mm-hmm.
was just people doing like dances. And she basically like seemingly overnight blew up and became the biggest creator on the app in a very small amount of time. And yeah, she, just so you can understand how fast she grew, she posted her first TikTok in 2019. And by November of 2020, she became the first person to reach 100 million followers on the platform.
That is just
wild.
That is, I feel like the young, I mean, any human mind, but a young developing human mind to have 100 million people following you
mm-hmm.
would fuck you up so bad.
Probably.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a conversation for another day, but we are not meant to have that type of exposure at any age, let alone as a child.
Yeah, it's especially that fast too. She got bigger, so did her family. So she has an older sister named Dixie, who also has a large following of her own. She started a music career, and then their parents, Mark and Heidi, became a big part of their family's brand and helped manage Charli's career as it continued to grow.
So they tried to be like the Kardashians.
Yeah, because then they had a reality TV show called The D'Amelio Show on Hulu.
Now you watched that,
followed
Sydney.
Their lives. I watched it. I watched a couple of episodes. There was only one season.
What was it like?
No, there's more.
There were?
Uh-huh.
Oh, never mind.
But it kind of died off.
Boring.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I don't know. It was similar to like the Kardashians, just like didn't have a lot of excitement to it. It was kind of boring.
There was no like plot.
No plot.
No.
Not saying that every reality TV show I watch has great plots by any means. I don't know. It was it's not on anymore.
No.
And that's probably because it didn't do very well. So anyways, obviously this helped build their brand even more. And before they knew it, they had tons of partnerships, brand deals, and different business ventures. Also, she won Dancing with the Stars in 2022.
Oh, she won?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's clearly a extremely talented dancer.
Yeah, absolutely. So around the same time, the family announced that they were launching a brand called D'Amelio Brands. And this was so that they could really create their own products rather than just promoting other brands. And through the company, they launched everything from a women's shoe line to skincare products, snack brands that ended up in Walmart. Like pretty much anything they could get their hands on,
they
were
put their
selling.
Names on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the company was backed by millions of dollars from investors, with Mark and Heidi heavily involved in running the business, you know, and that side of things, while the kids were obviously doing the
dancing on TikTok,
the promoting of it, you know. So after Dancing with the Stars ended, Charlie started focusing more on theater and other projects. And around that same time, fans began to notice that she wasn't posting with her family nearly as much as she used to. And people also pointed out that Charlie and her parents no longer followed each other on Instagram, which is really weird.
Yeah,
it's for many reasons. Just the fact that we are in that time in society, it's like, oh, yeah, I unfollowed my daughter.
Right.
I had to unfollow my mom.
Right.
Which, of course, people have to do. But it's just like it is.
It's weird.
It's, yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, yeah, I support it. Do what you have to do. It's just like
it's still weird.
It's just weird, though. That's,
And
setting a boundary involves unfollowing. I don't know.
Yeah. Especially when you have that many eyes on you. Like, you know that that's going to get more attention than if you were to just, like, ignore them. I don't know.
Especially as a parent to unfollow your child.
Yeah.
I think that is just
kind of crazy.
Really bad behavior.
And then it also came out that she had to cut ties with D'Amelio Brands, and sources describe the split as a formal, amicable separation. So at first, people just thought that something was kind of weird. And then recently on May 30th, a celebrity gossip account, Des Moines, who we've talked about, posts on Instagram alleging that Charlie had discovered that millions of dollars had been transferred out of accounts created while her parents were managing her career.
This photo just like it, I don't know, just the mom's outfit is.
Oh, yeah. It's
she
hard to,
good.
Especially from here. No, she looks good. I'm just saying it's like hard to tell the difference between her and her daughters.
No, they all look like their sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have guessed, from far away, the other one was the mom.
The caption says, insiders claim that transfers allegedly occurred over an extended period and involved funds that were intended for Charlie's savings. And according to sources, Charlie became aware of the situation after her parents were allegedly supposed to be removed from certain accounts, and the matter is now reportedly in the hands of attorneys. Sources further allege the dispute has caused a major rift within the family. And apparently, Dixie is siding with their parents. Again, I don't know if this is true, but... Now, this is where Mark, the dad, starts to pop in, okay? Which I'm like, you should just be quiet, but he's online, okay? So first, he pops in by saying, no one called me for an interview. This is not true. We love Charlie, but she is being manipulated, and I have the receipts. Over the last 6 years, we have remained silent and never addressed gossip, but the time has come to set the record straight.
Manipulated by who?
I don't know.
Her teenager.
Yeah, people within her circle. And then someone replied to him saying, so you guys didn't steal from her? To which Mark says, absolutely not. She's always had a team in place, lawyers, business managers, manager, agent, all that. We purposely set it up that way. Not sure if you know anything about our family, but we were doing fine before TikTok, which is funny to me because I'm like, yeah, fine. You weren't making millions of dollars like you're making now, though.
Yeah, don't even
like he's
act
basically
like
being
it's anywhere near the same.
Right, he's basically being like, we don't need her TikTok fame. We were doing fine. Like, bitch, please.
Okay.
Y'all are making hella money because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Then Heidi's hairstylist commented saying, I would strongly encourage everyone to not believe everything you read on the internet. And then DeMoy replied, so she's not currently not speaking to her parents. And then Dixie chimes in and says, this isn't true in the slightest.
And one thing about Dixie's comment, I'm not for sure if she did comment that, but I saw it on Reddit. So.
Oh, if it's for sure on there?
Yeah. With covering this, there were some honestly impressive AIs created during this.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Jimmy Kimmel AI?
Yeah.
Wait, can you bring that up? I want to see it.
Yeah.
Charli D'Amelio may have discovered that millions of dollars were moved out of accounts tied to her earnings by her own parents. And honestly, the shocking part is that anyone is shocked. Really, one teenager becomes the biggest paycheck in the house. The family gets television shows, brand deals, businesses, sponsorships, and somehow we're supposed to believe money was never going to become a problem. That is like putting a casino in your living room and acting surprised when somebody starts gambling. Now, nobody knows the full story. Her father says the claims
fake.
Aren't...
It does seem pretty fake, I will say. Yeah.
Okay, so the only reason I thought it was real was like that first. It was like the first part, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't watch the whole thing?
No, because, well, then I
could see how... It got progressively worse as it went on.
I got too excited about it.
But also, there's no people laughing in the background.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, good point. Okay, so maybe I'm just a little delulu.
We're all a little delulu, Sydney.
I fell for it.
So, basically... You know, all of this is starting to spread, and Charli gets on TikTok and posts a picture of her crying, and the caption is, I'll be back dancing later. I'm depressed. Leave me alone. And of course, people were like, oh, this is her way of corroborating that she indeed was being manipulated, taken advantage of by her dad. And she's essentially admitting to all the rumors.
Well, that's just what people think. She could be depressed about something
of
else
course.
Entirely. But I guess with the timing of this,
people speculated that.
That's sad.
So then Mark went on TikTok live, which is just fucking awesome. Imagine my fucking your dad on TikTok live.
Oh my God. You know who loves threads?
Your dad.
My dad.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's like my dad. He keeps up with my life.
My dad the other day was like, I was trying to explain to him, like, I found something out. He's like, well, how did you see that? I was like, on Instagram. And he was like, well, how do I do that? And I was like, you got to make an account. He's like, I had one. I don't know how to work it. I was like, okay, well, you got to make a new one, bro.
Well, my dad was big on Twitter. Remember when he went through his Twitter rage period?
Yeah.
He was just like bitching out politicians on Twitter. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's like my dad's like that on LinkedIn. It's honestly
LinkedIn is crazy. He's bitching out people on LinkedIn.
He just like always has to provide his thoughts, even though it's like random, I think, people. But you can go to his page and like look at his comments.
Oh my God, that's
great. So our uncle fights with people on Facebook.
Does he? Oh, that doesn't surprise me. He fucking would.
Like not fight, but like I've seen some comments of him like saying things.
Well, his wife does that too.
Oh, does she?
Remember back in the day? I just remember back between Farmvilleing.
Right.
Yeah, no, my dad was crazy. He was like constantly tweeting at Lauren Boebert.
Fuck you.
And then he was like, well, no one ever responds to me, so what's the point?
Yeah,
dad, they're not going to be like, oh, hello, sir.
They're like, we would like to have a conversation
with you.
Yeah,
fuck you too. Yeah, so now he's on Threads.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
He said it's gotten to... Twitter just got whack. I bailed on Twitter too.
Oh, I haven't been on Twitter in years.
Yeah, I don't even know how to get in. And I'm still like paying for the stupid like verification thing. At some point I like accidentally paid for it and then I've been paying it for years, but I can't figure out how to get back into Twitter to cancel it. I need to do it.
Wow.
But it's just like, that's rough. I don't want to like get on there and see some shit that freaks me out. Scary place.
Sometimes I like randomly have thoughts. I'm like, oh, that would make a great tweet. But I'm like, I have nowhere to put it. And I'm not using fuck-ass Instagram notes or whatever that shit is.
Yeah.
Trench. Anyways, Mark's on Instagram Live, guys, defending himself as someone who has always protected his daughter, saying that Charli is being told things by her team that aren't true. So let's watch a few clips here. He starts off saying that he would defend his daughter and that he would not lose his family over this.
I always protected my daughter, and I'm the first person, and you guys know this Hollywood story. I'm going to be the scapegoat here, but shit's not happening, dude. I will defend my daughter. I don't give a shit. I'm going to say, I have nothing to lose. The only thing I have to lose is my family, and I'm not going to lose my family. We're going to get Charlie back. And we've seen this. I'm not saying that Charlie is in a state of other people that she hasn't reached out to me in some time. She's mad at me for something. All I did throughout my time as a dad is try to provide for my kids, give them the opportunity. I mean, dude, it's all there. Like, I have all the receipts from, I gave my daughters everything I never had. I gave my daughters everything they I thought they wanted and needed. And now you got a bunch of team around them that think they know what's best for Charlie. And I have all the receipts. The problem is, what am I going to do? What am I going to do if I sue someone? What's that going to do? Drag my family into a lawsuit? So all I want to do is, I'm going to protect my name and protect when people talk shit about me, and it's not happening. So, and everybody knows who they are, and I have the receipt.
Bro, you are so cringe. Why are you doing this? Why, like, this is not the way to get through to her. And I'm going to save my family. This is so, why are you airing any of this out?
The dude is 57 years old.
Oh my God, sir. Come on. I'm going to save my family. I'm going to get Charlie back. Where is she being held, in a compound?
Have you seen the meme where it's like, sure, grandma, let's get you to bed.
Yeah, literally, dude, time to log off. What are you fucking doing?
So then he got into what happened with their former family business.
Why is he sharing
and all the this manager thing? Specifically, and how the business manager now only is working for Charlie. Let's watch that. So, I mean, like, his whole thing is basically saying, like, the team around her are the ones that are, like, brainwashing her.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's in a cult. Okay.
She's like a victim of being brainwashed, which maybe.
Or maybe she's old enough to make up her own mind about this situation, and there's a good fucking reason she's cut you out of her life. Maybe. Just saying.
We had a guy working for us named Gary Rosenthal, and he was a finance guy. And I was told by Charlie's, by our business manager, who, again, this guy, this guy made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of us every year. Hundreds. And there are people that made millions off of us, or at least $1 million a year. And for some reason, and I'm not alleging there was any wrongdoing, but I had a GoDaddy account, which has all the URLs and all the domain information to all of our emails, all private stuff. And it is all coded, and there's a two-factor authentication. And yesterday, I had known this because these guys are so stupid that they didn't realize I can see all their emails. So the last day Gary Rosenthal worked for me, he took my passwords and he sent them to Charlie's business manager. So I don't know. No, nothing. Just forwarded them. So yesterday I sent a note saying, hey guys, just want to know why you would send my private passwords to, as the day you're walking out the door as our business manager going to work for Charlie, why you would need to send my passwords, which has DemelioFamily.com, all my .coms. Like, so that's just one thing.
Not all the .coms.
That was my favorite part.
I don't really know what to think about that, because that is fucking weird. Why are people sending out his passwords?
I don't know. Who fucking knows?
But, like, why
is online? Any of this being aired out?
Why are you online, bro?
Do something legal about it. Like, he's like, I don't want to sue, drag my family into the lawsuit. I just want to drag in the entire world.
That's, like, so much worse than just being quiet, I feel like, and dealing with it with lawyers behind bars. LOL. Maybe. Behind closed doors. Mark also addressed the Des Moines rumor and explained that he always wanted to protect his kids. When it came to opportunities, he wanted them to take the smarter ones for long-term success.
So a website that said we took money and put it offshore. I wouldn't even know how to do that. I wouldn't even know, like, come on, dude, we got our own money. Going through this process was never about money. It was always just about having this crazy, awesome experience with my family. And as far as stealing money,
bro, shut the fuck up. This was never about money.
I love that.
All for fun.
This was just for fun, guys. It had nothing. We don't care about the money.
About family experiences and memories. How'd that work out?
We don't
for you?
Care about money. We're just here for fun.
God, he really was trying to sell that to these people.
Money, if anything, I'm owed money. I wouldn't put everybody on blast, but it's just not, it's not accurate. So I also saw the other dads, like,
it wasn't about money, but I am owed money.
I'm owed. If you're going to make it about money, I am missing some.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I heard about Michael Jackson's dad and these crazy dads that just push their kids. I never did that. I wanted them to create businesses and things that gave them opportunity to do whatever they wanted when down the road. And
yo, I heard about Michael Jackson's dad. Okay, I know about this. Listen, I've heard of bad daddies. You ever heard of Britney Spears' bad daddy? I ain't a bad daddy.
I am breaking the mold.
I am breaking the bad daddy mold.
We are only in this for fun.
He's like, in fact, I'm going to invest in Bad Daddy's Burgers and create it Good Daddy Burgers.
Oh, that I will be buying it.
That wasn't even funny. I don't know why you're laughing.
I like it. I thought it was funny.
Good Daddy Burgers only.
You should start that. That's the next...
next venture.
D'Amelio's Good Daddy Burgers.
I mean, they have popcorn.
Oh my. Good Daddy popcorn.
So now that I'm a parent of two, I'm busier than ever. And it is hard to find time to meal plan, to cook, to grocery shop. And it can be really hard to make sure that you're eating healthy and getting enough protein. That's my personal goal. While you're living a busy lifestyle. But that's why I love Hungry Root. And you guys know that I love Hungry Root because I have been raving about it for years. I'm actually currently eating a delicious Hungry Root salad. This is me and Josh's favorite salad. We normally get it every single week. It's their chili limon chicken Caesar salad. And boy, is it good. I love their sous vide proteins. I think that is one of the best parts about Hungry Root. This week, we also have a chili limon chicken ranch salad and a crispy buffalo sauce breaded chicken nugget vegan Caesar salad. And then for our dinner tonight, we're having creamy chicken and asparagus farfalle pasta with kid-friendly plain pasta a la vodka, which is so awesome. So many of their meals come with a kid-friendly version attached with it, so you don't have to like pick things that you know your kids are going to like because they're going to attach something to it that they actually will. Once we started using Hungry Root, it became so much easier for us to eat healthy and also for us to make meals quickly. I mean, we're able to whip up most of these meals in 15 minutes or less. I'm not exaggerating. It's amazing how fast they come together and how good they taste for how quickly you can put them together. And then Hungry Root plans your meals and groceries for the week for you, which is so nice. They fill your cart and deliver everything that you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. Hungry Root takes into account your health goals, your dietary preferences, your budget, all to curate a custom delivery for you each week. And what's so cool about Hungry Root is they learn your tastes and dietary needs over time and tailors your deliveries accordingly. And once you note an ingredient to avoid, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. And with over 1,000 grocery items as well, like smoothies, snacks, sweets, salad kits, ready-to-eat meals, and even supplements, it's easy to find options that are going to fit your personal tastes and nutrition goals. And they hold all of their food to super high standards, screening out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. They only source high quality ingredients like meat and seafood with no hormones and antibiotics. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus get a free item in every box for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/sesh and use code SESH. That's hungryroot.com/sesh, code SESH, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
Well, anyways, he was also asked how long his drama had been going on. And he said that it started at the beginning of 2025, about a year and a half ago. And he admitted that he speaks to Charlie through her lawyer now, which is really sad. And it That's seems horrible. Like he is trying to say that people working with Charlie don't have her best interests in mind, like he does. He also accused Charlie's team of seeing her as a cash cow and said that that's why they're manipulating her. And he also claims there were people trying to manipulate Dixie at one point, but she wasn't having it. And towards the end of the live, which the fact that also he's on live is so good compared to like you couldn't just sit down and like create a video with your lawyer and something that's so a little bit polished. You're going to hop on live.
A situation like this, what a mess to do something like that.
So good.
And it's just so sad. Like I'm sure everyone in her life is manipulating her. The team, the for dad. Sure. I mean, that's my speculation.
Right.
But I just feel bad for her because when you get to that level of fame and you're making that much money at such a young age, there's just everyone's going to take advantage of you, manipulate you. And I don't blame her for being depressed. I feel really sorry for her.
She is a cash cow. I mean,
that's how they treat her.
That's 100% what that is.
And as someone who has been referred to by by someone as a cash cow. It's painful. It's painful.
Yeah. Okay, so towards the end of the live, he gives a brief explanation of what started the feud between him and his daughter.
And I mean brief, so.
Right.
Because he's just wants to protect the family.
Yeah, guys, it's about the family at the end of the day.
It was the hammer. When it came to our family, everyone had to go through me. And what I didn't see is they started to do little things. Oh, Charlie's 18. We should have a financial meeting without your dad in the room. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's probably right. And I didn't see these people. They start to pretend that they're here to help. But everyone that tries to help you is trying to control you. And these are professional adult men that are around my daughter. Professional adult men. I you know how I communicate with my daughter, Charlie? Through her lawyer, Joe. He did tell me yesterday when I talked to him that she's doing fine. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Told you I'd mention you, Joe. We've tried to make some calls. I texted last, you know, what are you going to do? Like, we've thought about it. If I go to her house, like, then it's going to be, oh, the dad is trying to get, like, she'll come back. I know she will. We're destroyed, man. We're freaking devastated. We want Charlie back. We love her. They figured out a way that you know, Charlie's the golden goose and the cash cow. They're going to get theirs. There were people early on, I don't want to speak for Dixie, but they try to manipulate Dixie and they would give these little innuendo about me, which just isn't true. At some point, I'm sure Dixie will come on and say what they said. I manage Dixie. Her career is, she's killing it. I was just with her today. I think people and therapists try to create this narrative that it's the parents' fault. I do think a lot of people want to be victims. And sometimes sometimes you're just not a victim. Sometimes you happen to get super lucky and you have a silver spoon in your mouth and your dad busts his ass working so you can have all the things that you have. Did you take her money for long-term investments? No, but the only time she ever did put money in a long-term investment was when I introduced her to someone who is one of the biggest wealth managers in the country who I knew. I wanted them to own something. And so when we started D'Amelio Brands, we raised a valuation, it's public, at $100 million valuation. Charlie owned about almost 30% of that. The day we signed the documents, her dad on paper made her $30 million. It's when you own something, the manager doesn't make any money. The agent doesn't make any money. They're going to want you to get on the hamster wheel of brand deals and TV stuff. What I want to do is create wealth for my daughter and for years to come and their family. She had people in her ear telling her that, you know, your dad is going to ruin your career with D'Amelio Brands. And look, being an entrepreneur is tough, man. It's not easy. And you get a lot of hiccups. And I'm not saying we did everything perfectly. And if hindsight being 2020, would have we made some changes? Yeah, maybe. But I still think the road to success is owning your own business. And if you want to, so I think that was the beginning of it. And I know people were in Dixie's head saying, Dixie's ear saying, you know, and she said it. So you could ask her exactly who said what and she could name names. So.
So weird to put all of this on the internet. And was that whole little rant about the silver spoon thing, him just outright dissing his daughter?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's how I took it.
That's
yeah.
how I took it too.
Or that he was the one making money.
That's what, yeah.
Like, yeah, he was like, and I put a silver spoon in your mouth. God, yeah, good way to try and get her back.
He's like, she'll come back.
God.
Do you guys think they took money?
I don't know. How could we possibly know? None of us should really know about any of this unless it's coming from her, I feel. It's her money at the end of the day, and he shouldn't be the one blabbing his mouth on TikTok.
I just think it's interesting, though, that, like, Dumois comes out. Like, those are pretty, you know, hard allegations against him. So, I don't know. I hope that's not the case, but...
I feel like if it was entirely false, he would have been like, and I'm suing the fuck out of you guys for saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot more to the story.
I'm just
probably.
Like, why are you on TikTok?
Yeah. Dude, get the fuck off and get your family together. And maybe it's best that he's not in her life. Who knows? I always am going to support the children in this situation. I know she's not a child anymore, right?
No, but I mean.
Still, but. You know what I mean?
She's young. I mean, she's...
I just feel sorry for her. And I think it says a lot when you cut your parents out of your life, when you have to make that boundary. And I don't know. Who knows? There's so much we don't know. So I don't want to say too definitively, but, you know.
I do think it's interesting, though, that Dixie is seemingly on their side, supposedly.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
who knows?
I feel like the girl... again, this could have just been the TV show. But even... They would talk about it sometimes on their, like, TikToks. They had, like, beef. But I think, like, the fame, there's, like, a lot of competition.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The two of them have had issues.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Wish them the best. The girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And yeah, the mom, Heidi, hasn't said anything. So.
Only the hairstylist did. That was weird.
She's like,
why is the hairstylist getting involved in this?
Probably because then people will be like, who are you? Click on their account. Yeah. Oh, you're a good hairstylist. Yeah. I should book with you.
Yeah, probably. Everyone's out for themselves, aren't they? Okay, well, enough of that. Speaking of someone who is out for themselves.
Guys.
We've got to go back. You guys know that this is the number one news outlet for anything George Santos related.
I'm just a little bit happy he's back. I mean, he's a piece of shit. I hate him.
I know, but there's something about his dumb little face that just brings me a little.
Same.
A little, a little spark to my heart.
A little flutter in my.
He's just fucking hilarious. It's insane. That is not okay. So, yes, Georgie Porgy put in lies. Mr. George Santos, he's back, baby, with another controversy.
George.
It will never end with George. It just won't. So on June 3rd, just last week, news broke that federal regulator.
Wow.
Regulators. Someone put me out. Federal regulators and the Justice Department are investigating George for alleged insider trading on the prediction market Kalshi. It centers around suspicious bets that George allegedly placed on his own attendance. Only he would do that. At the 2026 State of the Union.
I love it.
So Kalshi is like where you can make a bet on literally anything, yes. Right?
Basically, yes. Like, and it's not sports so much as it is like
just random things,
is it reality shit? TV, yeah. Too. Like, just
or like, will Travis and Taylor get engaged at the Super Bowl? Like, shit like that,
right?
Which, side note, did you see that their wedding is going to be at Madison Square Garden and they're inviting 1,000 people?
Wow, ew, I don't have anything to say about that.
That kind of surprised me. Like, I thought they would want a more like intimate thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that. I just kind of thought Taylor would want that from like her poetic side. I don't know.
Right.
But that isn't that wild? 1,000 people.
I mean, you do you, whatever.
At MSG, dude.
Do you think that they'll live stream it?
I don't think so.
No.
But I guess between the two of them, how many people they've worked with and all the connections and stuff that they have, you know, he's probably wants to invite his whole fucking football team and she's got at least 600 of those people are hers.
Probably.
It's probably hard to narrow it down. And where else are you going to fit 1,000 people?
True.
Well, how many people does MSG hold?
A lot.
It's got to be like, what, 50? 30? I'm going to guess 38. What do you guess?
50.
Okay, so it says maximum seating capacity of up to 22,000 people.
That's it?
Oh, wow. Concerts. Okay, the Pepsi Center is 18,000.
Well, MSG is tiny.
Well, it's not tiny, but yeah.
You know where they should hold it? This holds a lot more. At the fucking Eagles Stadium.
Okay, why? Oh, because he's on the team.
Well, no, Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce, his brother. Travis was.
Oh, is
oh
that,
yeah.
Was,
Travis is a chief guy.
Sorry, I thought it was Jason Kelce who she was marrying.
No, he's too cool.
I forgot it is the chief guy.
Yeah.
I like Jason.
Oh, Jason's with Kylie Kelce.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was getting all confused. Okay, so whatever.
Jason's a sweetheart.
Okay, so then I do not like. Did you see the clip of him being like so obnoxious and Taylor was just like sitting there like, that's my man.
Wait, Travis or Jason?
Yeah, you're getting him mixed up. Travis.
Oh.
I don't love Travis.
I don't either.
Well, sorry. They should hold it at the Chiefs stadium.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jason and Kylie.
I like Jason. Did you ever see you liked that quarterback show, right?
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
There was a season where Jason was on it.
Oh, really?
He is the most down-to-earth, chill guy.
He seems really cool,
He's super cool.
Everything I've
and
seen from him.
Kylie's
like.
Awesome.
Their daughters.
Yeah, I like Kylie a lot.
So cute.
So adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool people. But yeah, MSG for Taylor. Unless that was like some bullshit I just believed. I saw it on Instagram, so who really knows? Yeah.
Why did I think MSG was so big? I guess it's just really like famous because it's
yeah. Maybe it's just
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, because I think Pepsi Center is 18,000, It's not even called the Pepsi Center anymore. I sound so old.
It's the Pepsi Center to me.
Or Ball Arena.
The Ball Arena.
Yeah.
Well, TMZ, yep. More than 1,000 to witness the wedding at MSG. This is the royal motherfucking wedding, y'all.
Yep. Why would you share that?
When is it? Isn't it? I think it's in July.
July 3rd.
That July 9th. Beat of your heart. Jumps through your skirt. Isn't that... through your skirt. Isn't that about a... I think that one's about... Maybe it's about Joe Jonas. Or maybe it's about Taylor Lautner. But did you see Taylor Lautner's gender reveal video with Tay Lautner?
I saw the beginning of it and I scrolled past because I don't care.
Oh.
Is it
I
cute?
Care.
Why is
it was
it cute?
Very cute.
Oh. What do they do? I didn't see.
Are they naming they it
just,
Taylor?
They just read... I'm like, that'd if you guys hilarious. Don't name it Taylor...
Right, it needs to be.
I feel like they should name her like Tyler.
Tyler, Taylor, and Taylor.
I think they're cute. Anyway,
are they having a boy or a girl?
They're having a girl.
Cute. Okay,
and they
have
like,
the name
so
Taylor.
Excited. Huh?
Taylor. Tay for short.
Tay. Yeah. Could just be another Taylor. They got to do something fun, right?
Yeah.
Tay. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe just really switched up. Bella.
That'd be awesome.
Or Renesmee.
Renesmee. That would be so good.
Yes. That would be great.
Okay. Anyway, back to this. Back to Kalshi. So, yeah, people believe that, yeah, there was suspicious bets that he placed on his own attendance at the 2026 State of the Union.
So awesome.
We've covered George's allegations before. We've covered his convictions, his scarf thefts, his puppy thefts, his lies about his mom being in 9/11 when she wasn't.
Baby.
Being on a volleyball team. I mean, it just goes
campaign,
on and
using
on.
Campaign funds for Botox and other personal games.
Yep.
Stealing
donor money on luxury purchases, lying to the public. I mean, the dude has been going on and on. He was obviously eventually expelled from Congress in December of 23. Shouts out. Then he pled guilty to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft charges and in April in 2025. And he was sentenced more than 7 years, but luckily for him, his boy Trump bailed him out.
He called him a loyal Republican.
He's a loyal Republican. He's horribly mistreated, according to Trump. And yeah,
Trump also thinks he's horribly mistreated.
Did you see the interview with him and Caitlin Collins?
No. Who's Caitlin Collins?
Oh, she's from CNN. She's such a fucking bad bitch. I love
her.
Oh,
is she?
She's such
I don't really watch CNN
Neither
these
do I,
days.
But you should just watch. You should just follow her. She's amazing.
He did an interview with CNN that shocks
no.
me.
No. She was...
At a press conference. Oh,
I
saw.
Trying to interview him, and he like freaked out and was like, "Why don't you ever smile? You're a beautiful woman. You should smile."
Oh,
more.
Of course, I've
like,
heard him do this
disgusting.
To people before. Yep, not shocking. Did you see he like fell asleep while someone was talking in the Oval Office the other day?
Yeah,
he
that was
straight
good.
Snoozed out.
Yeah. So yeah, George only ended up serving 84 days after being released,
which we covered at the time too. Mm-hmm. We don't need to go over that.
Yeah,
super.
Well, now he's being reportedly investigated again. It all has to do with the platform. Again, Kalshi, like we said. So, yeah, you can pretty much bet on anything on this thing. And back in February, Trump gave his State of the Union address, and Kalshi had a market where people could bet on whether certain public figures would attend the speech. And George was one of the people that was listed. Now, people weren't just randomly betting on George for no reason. Kalshi had a market specifically tied to attendance of the speech, and George happened to be one of the public figures included. And leading up to the event, this is so good, George was posting all over Twitter about going to the event. He posted multiple times about attending, talked about where he'd be sitting, and even asked followers what suit he should wear to said event.
Of course he did.
So good. So at one point, the odds of his attendance were at 76%, and hundreds of everyday investors were saying that, yeah, he was going to go ahead and attend.
Well, he said he was going to.
So here's a video he posted the day before the speech. Let's go ahead and take a look.
I'm going to be there for the State of the Union in the gallery, guys. Just chill, trolls, chill.
What he didn't say publicly is that he was betting tens of thousands of dollars on the prediction market site Kalshi that he would not attend. Before it was revealed he did not go, he cashed out. That's according to three sources with direct knowledge of Santos's trades. The Justice Department and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission are investigating. When reached by NPR, Santos said the investigations were news to him. He said, I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, when asked if he has an account on Kalshi.
Why is this a crime? I don't think this should be. Is this a crime?
This man has shown us that he's a pathological liar
and a scammer several times.
It should not be in Congress.
Yes. Santos is somebody who tells a series of lies and fabrications. Oh, can't say scammer. So he's not a scammer. He is just a liar.
Did that guy really just say, is this a crime? This isn't a crime? What is he talking about? He said that on TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is a crime, sir. That is a crime.
That's because, insider trading. Unfortunately, though, George did not make it. Yeah, he posted on X saying, watching State of the Union from an airport TV was not part of the plan. FML. FML. So he was stuck at the airport. He couldn't make it. Devastating. Now, people were pissed off, obviously, because he was allegedly betting on himself not showing up the whole time while telling everyone else he was going. So once Kalshi found out about his trades, his account was frozen and he was referred to the DOJ and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which both open investigations into George. And the commission has recently made a push to crack down on insider trading. In March, George addressed the prediction market controversy on his podcast, Doing Time with George Santos. It's great. And he says, there's definitely some space for speculation. There will be investigations. There will be scrutiny. And I just want to make sure that people understand it is not straightforward. It is not a crime to do prediction market. I think it's fun and you can make a little money and you can have fun with it. But just understand that there will always be advantage players in this game. And it's very hard to understand who they are.
He is pulling a page right out of Mark's book. This isn't about money. This is about fun
and games.
Right. Come on.
You can have a little fun making a little money.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right?
Now, supposedly, Kalshi reached out to George to interview him as part of the investigation, but he dodged those requests.
Oh, shocking.
Shocking. And now, supposedly, after NPR reported on the federal investigation, George allegedly threatened the NPR reporter who broke the story, Bobby Allen. Bobby said the day after he published the story, he received a phone call from a blocked number, and it was George. He said, quote, as we were talking, I asked if I could record the call, and he said no. I was in front of a keyboard, though, furiously jotting down every single word. And during the conversation, Bobby asked George who his lawyers were, but George refused to answer. And Bobby then questioned whether he'd actually had attorneys. And according to Bobby, George responded saying, quote, I'm George fucking Santos. Of course I have a legal team.
So sassy.
Bobby said he then started attacking NPR and questioning its credibility rather than addressing the actual story. Bobby said, quote, what Santos said next took me aback, even by his outlandish and brazen standards. George said, quote, this story is going to get you a gun in your face. So this is according to Bobby.
Oh,
and then Bobby apparently was like, what do you mean by that? And George was like, you know what I mean.
Okay,
dude. Bobby said he didn't feel threatened by George. He thought it was just bizarre, as everything George Santos does is bizarre. He also shared that while George had been calling him from a blocked number, he was able to track down his cell phone from a public record search. He said he sent George a text to confirm it was him. Bobby said he responded saying, I never said this story would get a gun in your face. I said it'd blow up in your face.
You kind of sounded like him for a sec. That was really? Kind of good.
Oh, I wasn't trying to.
I know, but I never said kind of sounded like George.
I never said.
That
all
sounds
you
like
have to
George.
Do is be mad.
Wish George could call in. I want to talk to him.
Oh, God. Then George, being so George, awesome. He posted on X addressing the situation with Bobby saying, this is so Trump-coded, too.
So Trump-coded.
The clown at NPR, Bobby Allen, is now making things up.
I love
one,
that's him. It's so good.
I know. Saying I threatened him. I've interacted with hundreds of reporters in my life. Not once was I ever threatening or aggressive. Sassy? Duh. But aggressive and threatening? Never!
Why would I ever help you? Why would I help you?
He's mad that I didn't give him permission to record me because I live in a two-party state and he's threatening to disclose my location in efforts to retaliate. Three, he's made up investigations out of thin air, made up loss amounts, and fabricated allegations about intent. He's now demanding I disclose the names of my lawyers or else. Only God knows what that means. Now he's belligerently texting me repeatedly after I've asked him to stop messaging me and harassing me at 12:01 a.m.
This is so Trumpy.
Not 12:01. 12 would have been okay. 11:59, that's fine. 12:01.
12:01 the next day is starting.
You crossed the motherfucking line at 12:01.
I love the like poor like grammar and
yeah, me too.
Like formatting on this. It's good. Uh-huh.
Now he's belligerently texting
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the Noah parentheses on the end of only God knows what that means.
That's just started good too. I'm like, are you drunk? When was this put out? I wonder what time it was.
12:01, baby.
12:02.
And this was before Bobby even had made any of this public. George also posted on X telling reporters to stop reaching out to him.
So awesome.
To the hundreds of reporters calling me throughout the night. Stop! My legal team were made aware by a report from NPR yesterday that the DOJ might be looking into me. So now my legal team is in contact with the DOJ to see what's going on. We called up the DOJ.
1-800-DOJ.
I will comment further when appropriate and clarify everything accordingly while being mindful and respectful of any process that might be underway. The basis of accusation is preposterous, and I look forward to supplying any information asked of me to any agency that inquires. Till then, media, please do not inquire.
Do not come.
Do not come. As for the investigations, federal investigators will now decide whether to file criminal or civil charges against George as the DOJ and CFTC review the criminal referrals submitted by Kalshi.
I would laugh so hard if they are seeking criminal charges again. Like how
he goes back to jail.
Funny. He goes back to jail.
I would live for it.
That'd be hilarious.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
I'm kind of glad he's back.
He's still doing his cameos.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's his price now?
Wild.
Remember at one point it was like $500 a cameo or more.
I wanted to like buy you one, but I didn't want to support him.
I know. Yeah,
so
we've talked about this. Well, let's see how cheap it is now. Maybe we can make one.
Maybe he's donating to like LGBTQ organizations since it's Pride Month.
We need to get one of him just talking about how he's thankful to the Sesh for all the coverage and being his biggest fan.
Literally. Hello, we dressed up as him.
Yeah.
Come
on. Okay,
what's the
price on these?
Okay, so just I don't know this 100% true because I don't know what the price was before, but supposedly it's on discount. Oh yeah, 50% off. So $150.
Okay, I remember it was like $500 at one point or more.
So it was $300. I don't know when the
that was at the height of his fame, I guess.
Wow.
So $150. I still don't want to pay that much for George.
No, I just want to talk to him.
Let's start a GoFundMe. Hey, Seshies, how about you fund
please
our
help.
Cameo?
We want a cameo from George.
Or someone just get us one. No, don't. Please
don't
waste your money. I'm completely kidding.
No, don't get us one.
Don't give this fucker another
dime. I wish
dime.
He was donating his money for Pride Month. Then I would do it. If he was donating it for Pride Month, I would do it.
No, he would never do
Should
something so
one?
Kind. He is not a kind bone
Ooh, yeah,
in his
let's
body.
Watch a couple. I love watching them.
Okay, so this one is Other.
Hey, everybody, it's George Santos here. And what is up, fellow keepers of the Republic? This demonstration from Emma, Elena, Diego, and Kieran is going to blow your minds out. So listen in. Bye.
Wow, that's kind of violent. It's going to blow your mind out. Here, and what is blow your brains
Joseph.
Out.
Joseph!
Jesus, why are you screaming so loud?
George Santos here. Now, Jackie and Corey are telling me that it is Administrative Professional Day and you need some love and recognition. Your former boss is one of my BFFs, and I'm so sorry that she was so tough on you and that you feel fatigued, and that's okay. Sometimes life's tough. Some bosses can be, you know, bossy and difficult, but that's okay. What matters is you're in a place where you're happy, and what matters is that you're appreciated and that you have a good head on your shoulders and you're crushing it for Jackie and Corey. So I just wanted you to go out there and slay the Boots house down and be the...
Okay.
I can't.
All right. I'm done with George. I'm done. I'm done slamming this laptop shut.
Oh, my God. More thunder.
Well, anyway.
You got anything else to say before we wrap up?
I was going to ask you. You got it like a topic cleanser. Like, I need something. I have to end on something other than George Santos, and I'm taking his energy home.
I wonder what his Bush situation is.
I don't wonder.
I
don't. I would not like to picture George's Bush.
You should have. cameo and ask him,
what's your bush situation?
George. Georgie.
Do I have anything?
You guys should start watching Love Island. I'm going to watch this season.
Oh, you are?
I'm good. Why?
Because it's like softcore porn and it grosses me out.
I watch everything you tell me to watch.
No, you don't. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The Seshies will know
everything
that is a bold-faced lie.
Everything you ever told me to watch, I watch.
Lies! Have you watched the Barbie movie yet? No. I've been trying to get you to watch that for like 3 years.
I just feel like we should watch Love Island because it's for the people. It's journalism.
Well, no, it just seems like it's going to be kind of an interesting season. But, oh, wait. Have you heard about Million Dollar Nannies or something like that?
Yes,
oh,
I want to watch that.
I do want to watch that.
I know. I'm excited. That comes up really soon, actually.
Okay, that is something
we should all watch.
I can check that out.
Million Dollar... That sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, I just... Love Island is just not my jam. I've tried it.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tried it yet.
It's just too... It's too garbage. Everyone should watch From. Me and... I got Sydney into it.
It's good.
To follow up from last week. But not you. You'd be very scared.
I'd be scared.
It's very scary.
It is.
I'm almost caught up.
Why do you like scary things? I thought you don't like scary.
I think I do now. It depends. If it's a good enough plot, I can watch
it.
What's
it about?
It's about these people that somehow end up in this town where you can't leave. You drive into it and all of a sudden you keep driving in circles. It's kind of like when I was in the parking lot in Vail. Yeah, and I thought I was stuck.
Right.
And I thought I was in hell. These people are like, are we in hell? And they like can't leave this town. And there's all these like creepy demon characters and you can't come out at night, but they can't come in your house. So they just like hide in their house at night.
But they try to convince you to let them in.
Yeah.
And it's really creepy because some people fall for it.
Yeah. Because they're able to like charm you.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds very spooky.
But then it gets even. It gets way scarier than that. And it's made by the creators of Lost. And Lost was one of my favorite shows, but also my most hated show because.
Don't tell me about that.
It ended so fucking badly.
I'm going to finish it.
I'm going to finish it.
I'm like 3/4 of the
way. I will be actually shocked if you finished Lost. Well, it's been like 10 years since you last watched it. So you'd probably have to start over and that's never going to happen. So.
No, I'm just going to bookmark.
Anyway, anyone. This is not giving anything away, but anyone who has seen Lost.
People say it's the worst ending in the world.
It's literally the worst ending in the world. It was one of those shows where it was like, what's happening? What's the mystery? All these things. We're going to finally get all these answers. Fucking gave you nothing at the end. It was like, it's up to interpretation.
Oh, I hate interpretation.
Oh, I was so mad. I still get mad about Lost. But this show is created by the creators of Lost. And I'm hoping, that's why I'm hoping they won't do that this time. I'm hoping they've learned a lesson. But I've also seen a lot of people on this platform called Serialized where people review TV shows, like talk about like how they think it might end that way. Because
no.
I'm hoping not. I have hope that there is more of a plot this time that they planned in advance. But it is like every episode's a new mystery, like the Lake of Tears. Now it's the Lake of Tears. Oh, we need to do this one thing. There's this new door we have to unlock there. You know, it's just it's like Lost.
How do you find these shows?
Josh finds them.
He's like, check this
out. He was like, I think you can handle this. And because I've been a little bit better about watching scary stuff on the treadmill or on planes.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't let me do anything alone.
Excuse me. Yes, I do.
That's true.
No, he has time alone.
You follow him. You're like, Josh,
I do love being with my husband. I do love our time at night. I just fucking love him so much. But
sweet.
But yeah, he has time when I'm napping or when he's working out or when he's on planes.
There you go. Fair enough.
Or yeah, when I'm at girls' night, but like at night, I like time with him.
Yeah.
It's really important to our relationship, I think, just to spend time together at night. And we love watching shows together.
So
the thing is I can watch any type of show with Josh. He'll watch like the stupid love shows with me. He'll watch reality TV shows.
Yeah,
he'll watch anything. And so I can't watch anything without him because like
he wants to watch it all.
Dude, I feel like the same way. Jared and I watch like everything. And even if he doesn't want to, he will end up like watching it. Like Summer House.
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
Jared Everyone's on Summer House. I feel like I'm missing out on that.
It's pretty good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's like I'm about to be over.
I know. I watched the first part of the reunion and then now I'm watching like the season of it. Because I already know everything that happens, obviously, because we talked about it.
Yeah.
Mm. Chrissy.
The reunion is
Chrissy.
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 Janelle, I'm really, really hoping you'll actually listen to The Housemaid. I really want
to
listen to it.
Oh, yeah. I really did start it, but then I was on Xanax which I have a prescription, everyone calm down, on the plane, and I fell asleep.
Yeah,
like 10 minutes.
You told me, yeah. Yeah. But then you didn't try again after that?
I haven't had really an opportunity to try yet.
In
tonight.
The car, doing laundry,
when you
do your makeup, I listen in the shower.
Me too.
I just finished Yesteryear. That was a mind fuck of a
I'm
book.
So glad you finally finished that. Wasn't it a mind fuck?
Yeah, I was confused. I literally had to look it up because I was like, wait, I'm confused.
It was so different than I got fucked in that one. Loved it. Loved it. I'm on a new one right now by Catherine Stedman. It's called Something in the Water. And I'm about almost halfway through. It's pretty crazy so far. But
yeah, let us know what books we should listen to. We like listening to audiobooks. Kendall is like,
yeah,
audiobook queen this year.
Well, I'm on my 20th run for the year right now. I'm really excited to finish that. But yeah, I listened to a Freida McFadden book last week that I fucking hated.
Oh.
Like hated. It was so bad.
Do you see everything? Like all the books through, like even if you hate it, you're like, okay, well, I gotta finish it. Just to
so far,
it.
I have, but I feel like if there's ever one where
it's so bad,
I'm like, I might just bail. Yeah. Yeah, but if it's a Freida McFadden, I feel like I have to. Her writing is so good. It was just the ending. I was like, this is stupid. But yeah, that's also because I do so much true crime coverage, right, and I know so much about how it actually works that I'm like this would never fucking happen. Like, people commit crimes and leave their DNA all over, and then it's just like, oh, we don't know who did this.
Yeah, it annoys me.
I hate stuff like that.
I wiped it up.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But anyway, that's it, guys. I got to bounce because I'm sure my daughter is very upset at home because there's thunder.
Yes, there was definitely a little storm that passed by. There was also a tornado warning that Tom put in the Slack because he's afraid of tornadoes.
Oh, he is?
So I, like, weirdly am really fascinated by tornadoes.
I am, too.
Which is odd because I'm afraid of virtually everything in the world, but tornadoes for some reason like fascinate the fuck. Like, I feel like I would like to go see one in real life.
Go storm chasing
a little bit.
I know a storm chaser.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I connected with her over the years on social media.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I could link you up with her.
I'd like to storm chase a little.
She's asked me if we'd ever want to go with her at some point.
I would like to.
Be pretty scary. Josh is so fucking traumatized by living in Oklahoma and having the tornadoes and like hiding in the bathtub and going into bunkers.
Yeah.
And like it freaks him out.
Colorado has like pretty small tornadoes, and it's not like, I mean, they definitely do some damage in the like eastern plains, but you know, they've had the warnings where I've gone in the basement floor and I'm like,
yeah, yeah. I used to, as a kid, be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's terrifying though. Like, oh my God. I remember I got like weirdly obsessed with the Joplin tornadoes all those years ago. I want to say that was 2010, 2011, maybe 12.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was horrible.
Where was that?
It was in Joplin.
I don't know where that is.
Isn't it? I always say Missouri. Why do I say that? Missouri. Isn't it Joplin, Missouri? My brain is blanking.
Yes.
And there was just like a bunch of them.
It was just like really horrible. There was a YouTuber named Wildebeest, and he graduated high school that day, and he was pulled out of the sunroof of his car by a tornado and died. It was
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's
devastating.
It's so horrible, dude.
Yeah, they're intense.
They are. It's really, really scary.
Storms in general just kind of interest me though.
Yeah, it's the weather, you know.
The weather
is interesting.
Okay.
That's going to be
the
end of that.
We're talking about the weather. It's time to go.
Okay.
Okay. We love you. We'll see you on the next session.
Bye.